It's really nice, eh? When it is raining, to practice. You don't hear any sound, you know, except the rain, you know, and it is quite melodic, you know, and it is very easy. I always liked, yeah, when it was raining, to practice. And especially in Bandar, because there were thousands of chickens, you know, with all their noises, but when it was raining, they were very quiet. Well, what is with the English speaking? I'm not finished yet. I mean, it's very seldom that I give a talk now. I mean, in the beginning when we were here, you know, some of the monks might remember. I mean, I was giving a talk every, yeah, three times a week. I said, you know, in my talks, I said everything, yeah, everything that was is important for us. Yeah? We are here to practice. We are here in a forest monastery. The forest has a lot of advantages. Yeah? I mean, we are really in a forest, you know. Yeah? In the hot season, you know, I mean, it keeps us cool. Yeah? I mean, it provides a lot of shade. Yeah? The trees, yeah. And it keeps the noise out. Yeah? More or less, it keeps the noise out. But in the rainy season, of course, you know, I mean, it's a rainforest, you know, I mean, it is very humid. Yeah. So we have to put up, you know, it's just 3 months, you know, where we have to put up with the rainy season, yeah, with the humidity of the forest, because, I mean, the forest, of course, keeps the humidity much better, yeah. I mean, it's not a town, it is not a town monastery, you know, it is not a village monastery, it is a forest monastery, yeah. And the forest, you know, provides us, you know, with lots of opportunities to practice, yeah. If we are in the village, you know, the music or the sound of the village, you know, disturbs our practice, yeah. When we are in town, I mean, all the smells, all the things, you know, I mean, from the town, you know, disturbs us, yeah, really. In the forest, you know, I mean, we are secluded. It's a secluded place, yeah. And so it has advantages, but, you know, in the rainy season, it has some disadvantages. You know, it is quite humid, yeah? So our clothes don't get so dry, you know. I mean, we wear, you know, I mean, the clothes, you know, are not dry. Yeah? They start complaining about this and complaining about that. When I went to Bandar, yeah, the first time I went to Bandar, yeah, I was staying not in a kuti. I was staying on a platform, yeah, with a roof, yeah. And there were no windows, there were no doors, you know, I mean, there was just some cloth hanging down, yeah. And in the rainy season, it was very humid, yeah. Because of the big trees, you know, the humidity kept in, yeah. I mean, sometimes it was so humid that my skin got moldy. There was mold on my skin, yeah. I mean, when you find mold on your skin, you know, it gets very itchy, yeah. So you have to burn the layers, you have to burn off the layers of the skin, yeah. Did I complain? No, I didn't complain, yeah. I was happy, I was very grateful that I was able to be in this forest monastery, especially, you know, with the Venerable Lungta Mahabo, yeah. And of course, you know, we had duties to do. Every one of us, you know, all the monks had duties. There was a Praveen who looked after the monastery, you know, received the visitors and the things that are given to the monastery. There was the duty of the monk, you know, who provided, you know, at midday, you know, we have it in the afternoon, but in Bandar it was in the midday, you know, who provided, you know, cocoa tea and hot water, you know, for people, huh? And some pana, and the other monks, you know, I mean, you know, had to do, you know, the sala, you know, in the morning cleaning the sala, in the afternoon keeping the dishes, you know, sometimes washing the dishes. Most of the time, you know, I mean, we were 36 in the beginning when I was there. We were 36 monks. Yeah, I mean, we all washed the glasses, you know, we washed the dishes, you know. The spittoons, yeah, I mean, the lay women, you know, came and washed the dishes, yeah. And in the afternoon, we had to take them back, you know, and put them back to their place, you know, dry them and put them back to their place, yeah. And then In the afternoon, you know, when there was sweeping time, after the sweeping time, I mean, for 5 years I cleaned the toilet every day. And did I complain? No. Yeah. I mean, this gratefulness, this, you know, this ungratefulness, you know, with a lot of people, you know, where is it coming from? I was really grateful that I was staying there, and you know, and these little things, you know, I mean, really didn't bother me. 5 years, you know, cleaning the toilet. And we're not only cleaning the toilets, I mean, we had to pump the water from the well, you know. Mechanical pump, not electrical pump. I mean, here we are, I mean, we are so comfortable here. Everything, yeah. There was no running water, yeah. We had to pump the water, you know, put it into whatever in big cans, you know, and carry it through the whole monastery, yeah. I mean, look at some of the videos there. I think from there is some videos about Bhantat. You know how these things were done, yeah. Cleaning the sala, you know. I mean, taking coconut shells, you know, cleaning, you know, once a year or twice a year, waxing the sala, and then you know, coconut it, yeah, sweeping it every day, you know, things like that, yeah. Oh, I don't have time to practice, you know. I mean, this is the complaint, you know, I hear a lot, yeah. Huh? We have so much work to do, yeah. So be grateful, you know, that you find a place, you know, where the main emphasis, and that's the same thing, you know, that Lungta Mahabho said, you know, we have duties to do. But I tried my best to keep them as little as possible, but we still have to do them, yeah. And we have to accept, you know, I mean, that in the rainy season it is humid, you know, I mean, that the clothes don't get dry, you know, yeah? Even, but I haven't had it here, you know, because there is some wind coming through. Yeah? In Bhantat there was no wind coming through, so the humidity stayed really close to the ground, yeah. And my skin got moldy, you know. I mean, every year for two, three months, you know, the skin got moldy, itchy, yeah? Yeah. So, I mean, you just live with it, you know. I mean, and practice, yeah? And if you enjoy practicing, you know, all these other things, all these little things, yeah? I mean, they count to nothing, yeah? I mean, because I mean, I came from Europe because I was looking for a place where I can practice, you know, where I can practice all the time, or most of the time. And other things, you know, I had other works, you know, this monk asked me, can you help me with this? Yes, of course, yeah. No, I cannot help you. No, never said that. Yes, of course, you know, I'm a part of the community, you know, so, the community needs to, you know, needs to function, needs to work, yeah. I mean, Lungta Mahabho had a secretary, you know, I mean, who received all the mail, who received the phone calls, you know, I mean, he was busy all the time, yeah. He had no time, you know, there was hardly no time to practice, yeah. Did he complain? No. Yeah? There were other people, you know, who were helping the secretary because the workload was quite big, yeah. And then there was the monk, you know, I mean, Ajahn Sutjai, you know, who every day, you know, transcribed the talks of Lungta Mahabho that we gave in the morning or when it was a talk, yeah. Did he complain? No, nobody complained, yeah. The Thais, yeah, never complained, yeah. Also the Westerners who were there, I heard them complaining, yeah. Yeah, I hear a lot of complaining. Yeah, oh, this is not. Yeah, that, this is not. This is not. Can we do it like this? Can we do it like this? Yeah. Ah, I don't want to hear this. Yeah. So please use the time. You know, I mean, there's so much time. You know, I'm sure that you know when there's no work to do or when there's no duty to do. That you don't spend all the time in practice. Yeah? I'm sure of it, yeah? Yeah? Oh, I'm so tired. You know, Kalesas tell me I'm so tired. Oh, I'm sick, you know, I need to lie down. Oh, I do this, yeah? Huh? Or I need to read this, or I need to read that, you know, I need to look up this, or need to look up that, yeah? Use the time, you know, to practice. Practicing is, you know, samadhi. Practice is samadhi, yeah? replace any thought that comes into the mind with the Buddha or with the attention on the breath, yeah, until there's no more thoughts coming in. Replace any memory that comes up, yeah, with the attention on the breath or with the attention of the Buddha until their memory is coming up, yeah. And when there is no memories and when there is no thoughts coming up, there is just this present moment, yeah. In the present moment, there is no past and there is no future. I mean, how can we not be happy? Yeah? All our worries, all our fears, you know, come through thoughts and memories, yeah. So if you stop them, there are no fears there. Even loneliness, that, I mean, it's a thought, you know, I'm lonely, I'm separated from other people, I'm separated from this universe. No, I mean, you're one with this universe when you go into samadhi, yeah? And upachara samadhi is enough, yeah? When you have gathered enough strength, you know, then you go investigating. You're investigating this body, yeah? Asking questions about the body, that is investigating, asking questions, yeah? And getting answers not from our brain, not from our memory, not from Siri, not from Google, yeah? Not getting answers from our heart, yeah? Our heart has, you know, occupied this, yeah? Or chitta, you know, has occupied this body for ages, for billions, or maybe trillions of lives, yeah? I mean, this is not our first life, yeah? If it would be our first life, we wouldn't be sitting here, yeah? It's not this is not our first life that we have got in touch with the Dhamma. Yeah? I mean, the first life when we get into touch with the Dhamma, I mean, we listen to Dhamma, you know. I mean, we look at it, you know, we ponder it, and we look at it, you know, we read a little bit, you know, and then think, how can this be, you know. And then, I mean, we do that for hundreds of lives, you know, until we get down to practice, yeah. Once we understand the Dhamma, then we come, you know, and go to practice a little bit, you know, then we practice a little bit, maybe for half an hour, maybe for 20 minutes, you know, and in the, you know, we do that quite a lot of that, yeah, before we really intend on practicing, yeah. And this, you know, this is the place for people who are really intent on practicing. That's why there are only few people, yeah, because not so many people are really intent on practicing, yeah. Most, you know, want to know this about, you know, what did the Lord Buddha say, you know, about this, what, you know, how did he explain this, how did he explain that, yeah, I mean, that's what most of the people, you know, who are interested in Buddhism want to know, yeah. There are only few people, you know, even within the Thai community, you know, I mean, there are only few people who really are intent on practicing. And you saw that, you know, at the time of Lungta Mahapo, of Wat Papantat, yeah, how many bhikkhus were there? When I came there, there were 32, you know, when Lungta Mahapo passed away, you know, there were 60 monks, yeah? And in the beginning, you know, when he started talking, you know, there were 12 monks, yeah? All over, and he was famous all over Thailand, yeah? People wanted to come, you know, they came, you know, bhikkhus wanted to come, you know, but, you know, after 3 days it was too much for them, yeah? Because Lungda, you know, made his rounds, you know, I mean, he looked, you know, what is he doing, if he doesn't want to practice, he just chucked him out, yeah? I said, okay, you know, look for, there are enough places here in Thailand where you can practice, yeah, like you want, you know, but here we practice intensively, yeah? And I try, you know, to do the same thing with this place. And that's why there are only, you know, not so many people, right, who are intent on practice. So we practice, you know, we practice samadhi and then we investigate the body. For investigating the body, we need to ask questions, yeah? One question is, you know, I mean, how is it, you know, the body is born, you know, the body gets old, you know, and the body gets sick, you know, and the body dies, huh? What has it to do with the chitta who knows that there is a body, who knows that the body gets sick, who knows, you know, that there is sickness, huh? Does the body know that it is sick? No. I mean, next time you're sick, you know, ask him. Does the body know that it gets old? No. The body just, you know, is a thing that works, it's a biological robot, you know, and somebody needs to train this biological robot, and we do that, you know, in the first 20 years of our life, yeah? We learn it to walk, we learn it to move, we learn it to talk, we learn, you know, to think, we learn to read and to write, you know, and train it, yeah. We train this biological robot, you know. The problem that we have, that we think we are this body, yeah. And that's why so many people are afraid of dying, yeah. Yeah? They think, you know, when the body dies, you know, it's all over. Nothing is all over, yeah. We just hop into another body, just like, you know, just like a, like to use the comparison with a car, yeah. I mean, once our car is breaking down and cannot be repaired, we just go and hop into another car or buy another car. If we have enough merit, yeah. If we have enough money. And that's the same thing with the body. If we have enough merit, you know, we get another human body. You know, if we don't have, yeah, for the moment we don't have, you know, we go down to the lower realms, yeah? Some of us might go up to the heavens, but, you know, I mean, sooner or later we come back, yeah? Sooner or later we come back into a human body, and then we make enough karma, yeah, good karma or bad karma, to go down to hell and to heaven again, yeah? And there's no end to that unless we find the way out. Unless we make a determination, you know, I want to find the way out. And for that we need a lot, yeah, of motivation and a lot of endurance, yeah. Endurance of pain, you know. For instance, you know, we sit, you know, oh, there's so much pain, I cannot sit, I need to lie down, I need to stand up, yeah. I mean, we don't get even calm. How can we get calm when we're constantly moving the body? Because what is moving the body is the citta is moving the body, yeah. It's not the body that moves. Yeah? It's not the body that scratches. It's the citta, you know, that feels an itch and wants to scratch. Yeah, it's a citta that feels, you know, something in the body. The body doesn't care. Yeah? I mean, even if we wrap it up, if you parcel it up, it doesn't care. It doesn't care pain. It's the citta that cares about it. Yeah, because it's, yeah. It's just like, you know, the owner of a car, you know, he cares, you know, if somebody comes, you know, and scratch it, you know, or runs into his car. Yeah. The car doesn't care. Yeah. If it gets some scratches, you know, or if somebody, you know, if another car, you know, if there's a collision. The car doesn't care. Yeah. So doesn't the body. The body doesn't care. Yeah. If it can repair itself, it repairs itself. That's why I call it a biological robot, yeah. It does have some functionality where it can take care of itself, yeah. If it can repair itself, you know, it repairs itself. If it cannot, you know, it just dies, yeah. And then we get out of the body and look for a new body, yeah. And, yeah, and we do that for the rest, you know, for the rest of, you know, trillions of life, you know. Maybe we want to see, you know, what is the next planet, yeah, that we are born into, you know, looks like, yeah. It's not called planet Earth, you know, I don't know how it is called, yeah. I mean, how many planets have we been before, yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha talks about, you know, planets when there was one Buddha, a planet when there were three Buddhas, yeah. That means three different civilizations, yeah. One civilization does know about the previous civilization or hardly knows anything. And then he said he is the fourth Buddha on this planet. So, I mean, he's in the fourth civilization because every civilization will have a Buddha. And he says there's another, you know, there's one more civilization coming up with one more Buddha, yeah. And then the world, you know, just like anything else, you know, goes away, yeah. It's destroyed, yeah. And then we look, you know, what are all these beings, you know, look at all these beings, look at all these animals, they're all beings, yeah? I mean, how many millions of ants are there? How many billions of ants or trillions of ants? How many billions of other animals are there? How many ghosts are, you know, how many people in hell are there? I mean, these beings, you know, once they come back as a human being, you know, I mean, they will live on a planet, yeah? And there are so many planets, you know, in this universe, you know, I mean, we have been there. Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't put an end to it, that is the main thing I want to tell you. If you don't put an end to it, yeah, I mean, you will be running around, you know. being born and dying, born and dying, born and dying. Yeah? Or appear and disappear. If it is the heaven, appear and disappear. If it is the hell or the Gosam, appear and disappear. Yeah, you're not born and die. You are only born and die in the human realm or in the animal realm. Yeah, that's where you're born and die. Yeah, and you go through a lot of hardship. Yeah. So investigate this body, you know, I mean, this body is the main thing, you know, that attracts us, infatuates us, yeah? I mean, all these, you know, all these delusion about the body, this body is such a wonderful, amazing thing, yeah? And it is so lovable, you know, it doesn't give us, you know, it gives us so much sukha, yeah? Investigate how much dukkha it gives you. The dukkha starts in the morning, you know, I mean, we don't want to get up, yeah? I mean, we are hungry, it's dukkha, you know, we are thirsty, it's dukkha, yeah. We need to go to the toilet, yeah, relieve ourselves, it's dukkha. I mean, and we are tired, it's dukkha. The body gives us nothing but dukkha, yeah. But we think, you know, I mean, all these things that the body gives us is sukha. Yeah? Where is the sukha? I mean, investigate it, really, pinpoint it down, you know, and said, yes, this is where the body itself gives us sukha. Yeah? Mental feeling can give us sukha, yeah? There are feelings of happiness and there are feelings of sadness and there are neutral feelings. Yeah? But the body doesn't give us any happiness. Huh? The feeling, yeah? Yes, that's, yeah? That is what we have to investigate, yeah? That's what we think, you know? Our memories, you know? I mean, we paint pictures, you know? I mean, we think about something, you know, and we get infatuated with these things. Yeah? That is delusion, yeah? I mean, that is an illusion. We create our own illusions, you know, and then we fall for it. Yeah? We fall for our own creations. Yeah? We create it and then we fall for it, you know? And that is the main point of the illusion, or it's moha. I think it's moha in Pali. Moha, yeah. It's moha. I mean, I don't agree with the translation of delusion. Yeah, I mean, it is not really precise. It's getting really, it's much more being infatuated with our own creation. Yeah. I mean, we think it is real, but we forget that we created it. Okay, I think it is enough for today, yeah? Yeah? Take the time, you know, and practice, you know. Take the opportunity that you're here in the monastery, yeah, and practice as much as you can. Yeah? That's all what I want to say, yeah?